Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Megillah Daf Tesvov in the Art School Ois V'Hodor edition, Perek Rishon, in the middle of Halacha Tes. We're starting Daf Yudal Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Kol Oisu Yisakfuli Me'alav Beis. All the letters in the Aleph Beis, which are double, meaning the ones that you have the double, you have the ender ones. You have Chav Sofis, and Mem Sofis, Nun Sofis, Pei Sofis, and Tzai Sofis. The regular, usual alabase, betchila satevo ubem satevo, and beginning of the letter, word, and the end of the word. Meaning the soifis, the end of ones, besoifo. Vim shino, if he changed the order, possible. Meshua matcha ben cher shomu mansapach. Mansapach is the reshatevis of the five letters that are double. Memsofis nun, sadi pen chof, haloch l'moishimisinai. Sitting one at the Zohar Mund Aleph, Ma'u Mansapach, what is it? For Rabbi Yirmiyah B'Shem Shmuel Bar Yitzchok, Ma'shetiknu Lecho Hatzoifim. The reason we say Mansapach in this order is there's a remez. The ones that are Misakin is the Tzoifim. And the meaning, as the Bali tells us, that it was a Loch Moshe Messina, was forgotten, and the Nevi'im brought it back. That's what it means, Tiknu Lecho Hatzoifim. So because of the word Tzoifim, the order of the letters is Mansapach Loshon Tzoifim. Says the Gemara, Man Inun Elin Soifim. Who are the Soifim? And where was this established? Or according to another explanation, where was this explained? So says the Gemara, Ma'ase b'yom Sagrir was a day of rain. Shaloi nichnasu chachomim lebeis avad. Chachomim did not come to the Beis Medrash. Ve'nichnasu atinoiches. Instead, came in the young children. Amin esu David beis vado de lo yivotel. He said, let's learn something. So the Beis Avad, the Beis Medrash, won't be bottle. What is this double letters that we have? It's coming to do a remes. Meaning from the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the words of Moshe Rabbeinu, meaning the Torah was given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu. Minemon le'nemon, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called a nemon. To Moshe Rabbeinu is called a nemon. Mi tzadik le'tzadik. From HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called a tzadik, to Moshe Rabbeinu is a tzadik. Mi per le'per, from the mouth of Hashem to the mouth of Moshe Rabbeinu. And from the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the hand of Moshe, each one of the letters is used for one of these limudim. Chachomim came and made a sign which one of the children said it. All of them turned to be gedolim. Only Blazer Abishua was one of them. Says the Gemara of Yirmiyah B'Shem Machia Barbo of Simon Tavrein Amin Toris Hashanim Lo Haya Lo Hei Shalem Lo Mem Shalem Sosum. In the original Torah, the hay wasn't sosum, meaning the leg was not connected as we have today. And the mem was not sosum, it wasn't complete square. The mem sofis, there was a little hole in it. Hasamech sosum, what was closed, was the samech. Rav Simon Rav Shul Menachman Taveri Namin Anshu Yushalayim Ukrasim Yushalayim Yushalayimo V'loyim Makpidim. They were Yushalayim Yushalayim. What does it mean Yushalayim Yushalayimo? So Reb Chaim explains that they used to write Yushalayim and make a simon to know to read it Yushalayimo. So even though what was written is Yushalayim, they knew that it meant Yushalayimo. The Korban Eidah says another pshat that they used to write Yushalayim and end it now with the end of mem, with a regular mem, in order to read it Yushalayimo. Says the one with the Kavasa, the same thing with Yushalayim Yushalayimo they did with Safoin Safoino. So they did not write the extra A or Teiman Teimono. Tal HaMelech was a king in Egypt, and he asked Chachomim to translate the Torah. So Chachomim made 13 changes, each one for a different reason. Instead of writing Bereishis Bara Elohim, that sounds there's some god called Bereishis who created Elohim, so he wrote Elohim Bara Bereishis. Instead of saying Nase Odom Etzalayim, we could do Seinu. It sounds Loshon Rabim. Maybe there's many gods. They changed it to Ese Odom Etzalayim Odus Loshon Yochid. They wrote Zocher V'Nikuvov Birom, not Zocher V'Nikevo, but Zocher with his holes. Because if now it seems like a contradiction, the Kadosh Baruch Hu created man and woman, and then it says that he split the woman later. The way it sounds in the Torah, it says Vayichal b'yom Shvi, Mashra, that he did still work on Shabbos. So they changed it to he stopped on Friday and he did Shvi's on Shabbos. Another Loshon that says Loshon Rabim, they changed the Loshon Yochid, Havo Erdo, not Nerdo. They also changed Vatitzrek Sorobe Kurveo Lemur, instead of saying Titzchak Sora Bekirbo, and then the question will be, why did Kadosh Baruch Hu punish Sora but not Avram? They both laughed, so they changed it to Sora Bekirbo that she did it in public to her craving. He didn't say Bialkam Yukriish. It sounds like there were murders. Said the leader of Amisol is riding a donkey. He said, Noisam Niyadim, the one who carries human beings. And Mitzrayim Amisol were only 210 years. But it says in the Pasuk 430, so they added in other countries as well. They changed the word to Etziris Araglaim. Why? The mother of Talmai was named Arneves. So they didn't want to write the word Arneves. It sounds like he put the mother of his mother's name in the Torah. So they wrote Tziris Araglaim, the small legs. Instead of saying Lechamor Mashkan, only didn't take a donkey, other things he did take, so they didn't take Echemet, any object. Because the way the pasuk reads is, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it to the Umos Ha'olam to worship the sun and the moon. It says no, just to shine. And then Ashalitzivisi the Umos La'avdom, and the pasuk says Ashalitzivisi. Mean it sounds like I didn't allow them to be created. The Avodah Zarah says no, I didn't allow that Umos Ha'olam to worship them, but I did allow them to be created. All the letters that are written together, the name of Hashem, it's choyl, it's not part of the name of Hashem, and you can erase them. Kegoin, la Hashem, ba Hashem, ma Hashem, ke Hashem, she Hashem. So that letter that's added to Hashem is not part of the name of Hashem. How do we know that? Shekamatzanu betzitz, she moved the limeno. In the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol, it says koydish la Hashem, so it's koydish lamed milamaton v'Hashem milamalon. The way it was written is the koydish in the letter lamed was in the bottom, and the word Hashem was above. So you see that the letter la is not part of the name of Hashem. It's separate from it. Continues the Gemara Amud Beis, kol ha'yis zaksuvim Hashem ma'achorov, all the letters are written with the name of Hashem afterwards, are elu koydish, v'einu nimchokim, kigoin, elukeinu, elukeichem, that these letters are part of the name of Hashem. Elu shemu she'einu nimchokim, the followings are the names of Hashem that you cannot erase. Hakoy says Hashem mar bo yisiris, b'yudu v'kei, so yudkei v'ofkei, or yudkei is also the name of Hashem. Be'alef v'dalet is adnus, keil, Elohim, Elokecho, Elokai, Elokeinu, Elokechem, all the names of Hashem. Shakai, Tzvokois, Eki Asher Eke. All this is the list of the name of Hashem that you're not allowed to erase. But Kosov Aleph Dal Mehe, meaning from the name of Hashem, instead of writing Adnus, he just wrote Aleph Dalet. Or Aleph, Hey, the letters Aleph and Hey, from the word Eke, Meke. Or Shin Dalet from the word Mishakai, or Tzadik Beis from the word Mitzvokois, Arelin Mchokim. It's only part of these names, of these shemois, you can erase it. You can moichek also the letters that are attached to the name, like we said before, le'eloiki moichek salamet, la'ashem moichek salamet. Now, kosav yud kei mar bo yisiris, or alef lamet me'eloikim, einu nimchok. If it says yud kei from the name of Hashem, or alef lamet me'eloikim, you can't erase. Why? Kol shadov, the rule is, kol shekei yoytze bo yishem, miskai memokam acher, einu nimchok. If these two letters can be a name in a different place, like alef lamet, it could be the name kel, or yud kei could be the name kol. So then, even though it's part of the big name, it's that you can't erase it. Tanei b'yisro ha'imer, shal b'yis chagir, kusvonim, umni mo'yu b'yushalayim. By then they did moichek the name tzvokis. Because it is used as a regular word somewhere else. So this word can mean armies. So it can mean either armies or the name of Hashem. And they said it's called Shem of Choyel. Kol Hashem was ksuvim b'avinu Avrom. Any names that are mentioned regarding Avrom Avinu, Koydesh. Chutz me'echot shuchol. Except there's one word, one time that says the name that seems to be a name of Elukus, but it's Choyel. It means Avodah Zarah. Vayika sheri hesu oisi Elohim or Elohim mibeis ovim. Meaning when Avodah Zarah made him leave the house of his father. V'yashar mi mafu koydish. Shele Elohim kvor hesu oisi. Could be means Elohim. Shehoisu esi Elohim. Meaning Elohim called me out in order not to go into the toes with a tough. Meaning wandering in the wrong way in the house of my father. Kol Hashem was exuvim micho. It was over the Zorah that was in Eretz Yisrael, Anytime it says the Hashem is Aval Pishen Ketuim be Yud Uvekei, even though it says Yud Kevavki, Arei L'Choyl, it's not referring to, it doesn't have the Gdusha of the name of Hashem. Chutz Me'echotshu Kodesh is one thing over there is Kodesh. It says Kol Yemois Yois Be'esai Eloikim B'shiloi. The name of the house of Hashem, they're referring to Hashem, the right Hashem. Kol Hashem is Ketuim B'Navois L'Pishen Ketuim Be'alef Lamed, Arei L'Kodesh. By Navois, whenever it says that parasha, the names is Kodesh, Aleph Lamed is Kodesh, Barech Navois Elokim Vomelech. So even though there is referring to a klolo, is referring to the name of Hashem. Aval continues the Gemara, Chanun Verachum, these kinuim, Echapayim, Kshmuchas Marechav, Rav Chesed, Zalav Chesed, Melech Melochim, the King of Kings, Merumom, Vegodol, Venoiro, Veelyoin, Adir, Tzadik, Yosher, Chosi, Tomim, Gibor, Reiluchoil. All these kinuim, all these nicknames to Hashem is Choil. Elu Shemu Sheinu Nichlokim. The following are names that should not be divided. That's what it's supposed to be written. Amiel, Amishadai, Tsuriel, Tsurishadai, Gamliel, Pedatsur, Pedael, Einam Nichlokim. Elu Shemu Sheinu Nichlokim. The following after, you do have to split it. Base El, Base Oven, Vechoro Af, Vechoro Api, Poitifera, Sofras Panech, the all two words. Now what about Haleluko? Rav Shmuel Chadom Haleluko, it's two different words, which means praise Hashem. Vechorno Omar, Hallelujah, it's one word. Mandem Haleluko, Nichlak, you can split it, Vehenu Nimchak, but you can't erase the word Yud Kei because the name of Hashem. Mandem Haleluya, Nimchak, you can erase it because the name of Hashem. Vehenu Nichlak, you can't split it. Velo Yadin Mar Mardo, Mar Mardo, we don't know who said what, who is Rav, which one, Rav Shmuel, which said what. Mandem Omar Rav, in fact, Rav said, Shavuz Mechavivi, I heard from my uncle. And we tell the other seven tilim shor meir. Someone give us the tilim save for every meir. Moichak and he is called Hallelujah Shaboy. I'm going to erase Hallelujah. Should it come in the kachor? Didn't mean to name to write the name of Hashem. Have a do all my Hallelujah. So Rav is the one who said Hallelujah, not a Luko. So when we lie in the Rabbon, the words of Rabbon and Pelikin, they argue. Torah of Sivim Shem Neshub and Levi Basor Lishonin Shashvach Nemar Sevet Yilim. There's 10 different languages or words used for praise in Sevet Yilim. What is it? Be'ishur, Ashrei, Be'itzuach, Lamnatzeach, Be'nigun, Be'shir, Be'mizmor, Be'askel, Be'rino, Be'toido, Be'tfilo, Be'vrocho. Hameusha Shemekul, the best one is Aleluka. Why? She'Hashem Ve'ashvach Lulim Bo. In other words, here it could be, it's one word, but it means praise Hashem and you refer to the name of Hashem. Rav Zoyer Bo Kamer Avo Ma Nani. Someone hears someone saying Halil, does he have to answer? Omer Lei, Halcho Kipo Kuyboch. Mean, bend down, you don't have to answer. He answered that Lucas. Rabbi Lozor gives up Chaimin's loy oni achen v'ochin. He did not answer. He did not say back after the Chazan said it. The Tani shomo v'loy ono. If you just heard and did not say anything, yotzo. Ono v'loy shomo, he answered, but he didn't hear, lo yotzo. So the main thing is to listen, because shemeak yoin. Rabbi Shemab Abba b'chano v'histahamir av Abba b'chano m'shemav v'ushono roshi prokim. Even if you don't answer every Aleluko, you still have to answer, you have to say back the beginning of the Prokir. So think about the Tzayin and Mudalef. What is the Rosh Prokir? Aleluko, Alelu of the Hashem, Alelu Shem Hashem. This is an example of the beginning of the Perek. How do we know if someone hears something but doesn't answer? He's Yoitza, Shemak Yoine. Rabbonim b'revayo karim b'tzibur. We see the big Rabbonim standing in tzibur. Ve'leinim omrim boruch habo. Ve'leinim omrim boruch b'shem Hashem. So they say boruch b'shem Hashem, and not all say the whole sentence. One says boruch habo, the other one answers b'shem Hashem. Ve'leinim ve'leinim yotzibur d'chavosim. It's still yotzah. The yotzah didn't say the whole thing. Shemei akorin and listening from somebody else as if you said it. We'll just get over here the two dots. The following sentence really doesn't belong. It belongs to brachas. But it's nimshach over here. Time rishaya oinehu odom amen al bishaloy ochel. Person could say amen even though he did not eat. He could say still amen on a bracha. Einoim abroch shochalnu elim kenocha. But broch shochalnu shaloy is only for someone who ate. With this we conclude Yerushalayim Megillah Daf Tesvov.